Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Bonjour, this is Fabulously Delicious, the French food podcast. It's the podcast that's all about the cuisine that is said to have founded modern cooking. French ingredients and dishes have been the starting block for many of the world's best chefs and cooks. On Fabulously Delicious, you'll learn all about those dishes and ingredients, as well as get to know more about fabulous French foodies. I'm your host, Andrew Pryor. Enchanté.
Enchanté.
10 years ago, my life changed when I competed on MasterChef Australia. And now I'm living my best life right here in the French countryside. Here, it's all about cooking, eating, meeting wonderful locals, food producers, chefs, home cooks, drinking amazing wines, eating some of the over, would you believe, there are 1,500 French cheeses, or so I'm told, and sharing these fabulous experiences with you, my fabulously delicious audience. I hope you're enjoying them. Today, we're continuing the A to Z of French herbs. I hope you're loving this series of French herbs. Today's herb? Well, it's a spice, specifically a pepper. A chili pepper, in fact. My husband loves chili, so we moved to France. Well, that's the running joke. All the French we know love my cooking and love to come over for a meal or any occasion that really that involves food. But they also know that we love chili. So there's always a cautionary no piment or chili when we ask what they eat or don't eat. So how, if the French don't like chili, do they have one of their own? Well, we'll find out. Sit back, turn the volume up. If you're not driving, pour yourself a glass of wine, break a baguette, add a bit of saucisson maybe, some delicious cheese, and enjoy today's episode of Fabulously Delicious, the A to Z of French herbs, Piment d'Espelette. Espelette pepper, or as it is pronounced in France, Piment d'Espelette, is spelled Piment, P-I-M-E-N-T, d'Espelette, D apostrophe, E-S-P-L-E-T-T-E. Piment d'Espelette is not a herb but a spice, but there really is more herbs in France than spices, so I've included it in this series because of that. It's a pepper under the variety Gorina, and is grown in the Basque country of France in the Pyrenees Atlantics department. Gorina grows to about 80 centimetres high and has white flowers, and then produces a lovely red pepper. It isn't native to France. It in fact was brought to France from Mexico in the 16th century by the Spanish navigator Juan Sebastian Elcano. Juan Sebastian Elcano was born in 1486 in Guetaria, in the Spanish Basque Country, and died actually in the Pacific Ocean in 1526. Juan Sebastian was an explorer who circumnavigated the world twice, once in 1519 and then again in 1522. The Basque region, where Piment d'Espelette is actually grown, is in both Spain and France. The term the Basque Country refers to the people of these regions in France and Spain. The largest regions and population of the Basque Country is in the south, which is the region in Spain. Originally, Piment d'Espelette was used for medicinal purposes, but then it became a condiment for meat and a substitute for black pepper, as well as an agent to preserve meats, most notably the delicious Bayonne ham. All around the Basque region, you'll see houses with dried pumpkins, dried beans, and along the walls of the houses, beautiful garlands of red peppers drying. These are Piment d'Espelette. There is an Appellations of Origin, or AOC, for commercially produced Pimenté Split since the 1st of June 2000, and also a PDO, Protected Designation of Origin, since the 22nd of August 2008. The specifications for the AOC and the PDO are that the farmer producing the Pimont must produce the seeds from the same peppers each year, and they must come from one of 10 specific municipalities, including Inouye, Combeau-les-Bains, Espelette, Halsault, Itsassou, Jacquesault, La Ressort, Saint-Pierre-sur-Nivelle, Suède, and Oustery. The seeds and then the cultivated plants must come from the species Capsicum annuum, and specifically from the variety Gourina. In the Pays Basque, as the Basque country is known in France, there are four AOPs and AOCs, along with Pimenté Espelette. There's also the Pork Basque Cantal, Fromages or Saurati, and Vin d'Urilligi. Pimenté Espelette will usually come in one of three different forms: whole, dried or fresh peppers, usually in a garland of 20 or 100 peppers, or in dried powdered form. There are around 180 producers and 14 companies that produce AOC Pimenté Espelette, and they plant around 450 acres or 183 hectares of plants a year, and produce over 200 tons of powdered Pimenté Espelette and over 1,300 tons of the raw peppers. Thinking about the powdered form of Pimenté Espelette, it takes 8 kilos of peppers to produce just 1 kilo of powder. So to produce over 200 tons, well, that's a lot of chilies. The seeds are planted in greenhouses at the end of winter, and then from April, when the temperatures allow, the seedlings are replanted in the ground, with around 15 inches between each plant. Then, they are left alone for a month, no water, no nothing. After a month, they are allowed to be watered up until the 15th of July. From about mid-July onwards, the plants will have reached their maximum height, and it's at this stage that the flowering starts, and then fruiting begins and the chilies emerge. Once the chilies have turned completely red by the sun and are between 2.5 to 5.5 inches in length, they can be harvested. But remember, after the 15th of July, there's no more watering. Harvesting is done by hand, and from August, this is carried out every 15 days until the end of November, when the first frosts arrive. Other chilies are grown in the region, but only the Pimenté Espelette has an AOC or PDO. In order for the harvested and processed peppers to obtain the PDO label, a sample of each harvest is done by the members of the Syndic de Pimenté Espelette, the Espelette Chili Pepper Association. From August until December, this tasting panel meets every week to test that season's produce and decide whether it meets the defined taste, visual and other required criteria to obtain the PDO level. There is a scale that measures the potency of chili peppers around the world. It's called the Scoville scale. The Scoville scale was invented in 1912 by pharmacist Wilbur Scoville. Its purpose is to report the spice or heat level of peppers and capsicums. There is now two scales: the Scoville scale, which measures by units, and the simplified Scoville scale, which measures by degree. A zero on the simplified scale, or a reading of 0 to 100 on the Scoville units, is a sweet pepper. And a 10, the highest, is the Hawaiian pepper, which is around about 100,000 or more on the Scoville points. You wouldn't want to eat that one, in my opinion, but, well, some do. Pimenté Espelette is number 4 on the simplified Scoville scale, which is a hot pepper, but not strong. It's represented by about 1,500 to 2,500 Scoville units. If you, like many of the French people it would seem, are adverse to the chilly heat, then a little tip is not to have a glass of water to relieve the heat. That won't work. Instead, have a piece of cheese, which is very French, or a glass of milk, or a piece of baguette. That will do the trick. The Pimentel Espelette has a rather strong perfume to it rather than heat. This makes it very fragrant and popular with French chefs. This strong perfume comes from the long drying time in the sun that it goes through. Fabulously Delicious is a part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, and some of my favourite fabulous shows on the Evergreen Podcast Network are the French History Podcast, where Dr. Gary Giraud explores events and people from 3 million years ago to present day in France. Gary Giraud is a historian with a PhD in modern British and French history. And another great podcast about French history on the Evergreen Network is Le Siècle by David Montgomery. It's all about France's history from 1814 to 1914, which is a century in France that was filled with both turmoil and stagnation, revolution and industrialization, wealth and poverty, colonialism and humiliation. The Siècle podcast, as well as the French History podcast and good old Fabulously Delicious, the French Food podcast, are all on Evergreen Podcast Network. You can check us out at evergreenpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. It's actually said that the fragrance of Pimentel Espelette has aromas of dried hay, ripe tomatoes, with a roasted or toasted quality. Many foods in France have Pimentel Espelette added to them as an ingredient, including salt mixes, pâtés, foie gras, caramel lollies, chocolates, mustard, tomato sauces, and even wines. Tome de Pyrénées is a specialty cheese made in the Pyrenees. It's a small tomette. They call it made from sheep's milk, which Pimentel Espelette is added before the molding process. It's said to give the cheese a sweet and spicy flavour. Each year, there is a chili festival in the town Espelette. The festival is organised every year by the Confrérie de Pimont. The Confrérie de Pimont is a brotherhood of pepper who was formed to promote and protect the Pimentel Espelette. The festival is held every fourth weekend of October, and around 20,000 people come to the town, whose inhabitants only make up 2,000, and they come to celebrate all things Pimentel Espelette. In 2014, the festival became part of the Inventory of Intangible Cultural Heritage in France, which follows the same rules as UNESCO for recognising and protecting important cultural events within France. Espelette, the town, is in the Pyrenees Atlantic Department, and is part of the same region as the town I live in, Montmorillon, the Nouveau-Aquitaine region. It's about a five-hour drive away, door-to-door, with Bordeaux being a great stop halfway. It borders Spain to its south, and it has two Natura 2000 network sites within its borders, which are areas protected for natural habitats, specifically in this case, the protection of migrating birds and fish. The first castle was built in the area in the year 1000 by the lords of the Espeleta family. Then another was built in 1414 when the English took over the region. Pimentel Espelette is rich in antioxidants, vitamin C and phosphorus, and has been used in the prevention of cardiovascular diseases. The pepper is known as l'or rouge de Pays Basque, or in English, the red gold of the Basque country. Women played an important part in the production of Pimentel Espelette. Originally, it was an expensive and rare commodity, so women from the Basque region would plant the seeds themselves and use them at home, keeping the seeds for the following year. They were also responsible for the ropes and garlands of the peppers appearing on walls of houses and farms. Pimentel Espelette in French cuisine is predominantly seen in dishes from the Basque region, such as piperada and poulet Basque chicken. I love both of these dishes. Here is my recipe for piperada. The ingredients you'll need: 5 kilos of tomatoes, 1 onion finely chopped, 2 cloves of garlic crushed, 6 green peppers or capsicums cut into strips, 6 red peppers or capsicums cut into strips, 1 teaspoon of sugar, 1 egg, and Piment Espelette and salt. The method? Cut the top of each tomato with a cross symbol and place in a large bowl. Cover the tomatoes with boiling water and leave for 1 minute. Then place the tomatoes in cold water and one at a time remove the skins by using a paring knife to scrape the skin from the crosses made. The skin should be coming off from here anyway. Chop the tomatoes roughly and put them aside. With a large pan that has a lid, turn the heat to medium and sauté the onions, garlic and capsicum until they are translucent, being careful not to burn the garlic or the onions. Add the tomatoes to the pan and stir to combine. Reduce the heat to low and place the lid on and cook low and slow for an hour and a half. Add as much espelette to pepper and salt that you like. Lightly beat the egg and add this, stirring vigorously to combine. Finally, taste, and if the tomato is acidic, then add the sugar to combat this. Serve with some good bread, a baguette maybe, and some roasted chicken perhaps. Another recipe I love using Piment d'Espelette in is the Poulet Basque. Here is my recipe for Poulet Basque. The ingredients you'll need: 6 tablespoons of olive oil, 3 chopped onions, 2 green capsicums, 2 red capsicums, 3 cloves of garlic, 1 kilo of tomatoes, 1 chicken cut into 8 pieces, 200 ml of a dry white wine, 1 bouquet garni, and salt and Piment d'Espelette to taste. The method? Chop the capsicums into strips. Heat 2 tablespoons of the oil in a large casserole dish. Brown the onion, then remove from the pan. Add another 2 tablespoons of oil and fry the capsicums until softened but not burned or coloured. Add the garlic and continue cooking until the fragrance comes out, about a minute. Bring the onions back to the pan. Add the tomatoes, season with salt and the Piment d'Espelette, and cover and simmer for 20 minutes. In a non-stick fry pan, add the remaining oil. Season the chicken with salt and Piment d'Espelette and fry in the pan to get colour on all sides of the chicken. Once the vegetables are done, add the golden chicken to their pan, along with the wine and bouquet garni, and cook on a medium to low heat for around 30 to 35 minutes. You can use Piment d'Espelette, like so many do, as a seasoning agent for any meal. Just make sure you store it correctly. Piment d'Espelette should be kept in a dry place in a closed jar or an airtight container, away from light and heat. A hymn to the Basque country, some would say, is the description in Pierre Loti's 1897 novel, Ramancho. Everywhere on their walls were like beautiful coral rosaries, garlands of red peppers. That's it for another episode of Season 3 of Fabulously Delicious. Had you heard of Piment d'Espelette before? Do you cook with it? Let me know by contacting me via Instagram, slide into my DMs at Andrew Pryor Fabulously, or email me on contact@andrewpryorfabulously.com. I'd love to chat with you all. If you share your recipes for 4 Piment d'Espelette with me, then I'll give them a go and post on my socials, possibly even my blog, which you can find at andrewpryorfabulously.com. Thank you for listening, and remember, you know what my motto is. Whatever you do, do it fabulously. Merci beaucoup and bon app.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo, and for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to 2 readers about one book, and together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our 9th season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.